Title IX of the Education Amendment of 1972 begins, quote, "No person in the United States shall, on the basis of sex, be excluded from participation in, be denied the benefits of, or be subjected to discrimination under any education program or activity receiving federal financial assistance," end quote. It seems pretty simple, but this remains a controversial topic even 35 years later. Consider the case of big Division I men's football. Title IX says schools can't give teams more money just because they generate more revenue or receive more donations from alumni or booster groups or have more community support. Or if you have a high school girls team playing at 4 p.m. on Fridays and the boys playing at 7 p.m., that's a violation of Title IX because, quote, "later games are more valued because parents, friends, and spectators can attend." So even 35 years later, there's still controversy about Title IX. Senator Birch Bayh of Indiana co-authored the act and was a driving force behind it. Let's listen to why he became a champion of this legislation.
Coming to you live from the Magnum Building in beautiful downtown Cleveland, it's the entrepreneur himself, Dan Hansen, with the Great Lakes Geek Show.
Dan, how you going?
Nice to meet you.
Nice to see you.
I'd like to ask you about Title IX. Why is it so important to you, and why is it back then, and why maybe even more so today?
Well, I had a wonderful woman who was refused admission to the University of Virginia because she was a woman. And she was my teammate, and I began to understand that there were women out there and girls out there who weren't treated the way I thought they should be treated. And I think it's important in our society that little girls and little boys have equal opportunities, not just to play sports, but to go to universities, to follow professions, to follow their dreams wherever they may be, that the sisters ought to have the same opportunity as their brothers.
That seems like such a basic idea, but why was it, it took someone like you to come along to actually put it into motion? What were the other people thinking?
Well, I was fortunate to be there at the right time. Obviously, something like this, a lot of other folks were helping. And I think the time had come. We needed somebody or bodies to just drive forward and say, we're not going to take no for an answer. And anything worthwhile doesn't come easily. And so I was privileged to have a chance to be there and follow through with Title IX in the Senate. And it's amazing to see 35 years later what's been accomplished. We still need to keep on our guard. Some people are trying to turn the clock back, and that would be foolish. We had great opportunity to continue to pursue equality till it's really here. Academically, we have, you know, 57% of the students on our college campuses now are women. Now, the population is about 53% women nationwide. So we really have equality in academia. Still behind the curve in sports.
Do you have a prediction for the Final Four here in Cleveland this weekend?
No, I don't. My alma mater, Purdue, was whipped pretty badly by North Carolina, so I just don't have a dog in this fight.
Okay, thank you very much, Senator.
Great to be here. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Great Lakes Geek Show. Come back soon at www.greatlakesgeek.com.